This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some of these Democrats are not showing up at rallies like this because Van Hollen originally says, give me a
margarita. We are watching live this morning an incredible sight in Baltimore, Maryland. The Abrego, Kilmer Abrego Garcia, has been released from jail. He's outside of the courthouse in Baltimore with a bunch of left-wing lunatics who are mad that this MS-13 gang member, wife beater, person who's been trafficking human beings across the country is about to be arrested by ICE and sent back out of the country. Oh, it's the worst thing they've ever heard of. We've now got Democrats defending MS-13 gang members live on TV. There's a member of Congress speaking right now in Baltimore, Maryland, as we're looking at live Fox coverage. And Garcia is standing behind him, holding the hand of the woman he once abused, apparently. This will be one of his last appearances in the United States of America because Tom Holman says, guess what?
He is absolutely going to be deported from this country. He's not going to walk the streets of this nation. So he can enjoy the little time he has with his family. And for the person who says we're not going to separate family, well, his family can go with him.
She's about to get a free trip and didn't even know it. She's standing right next to him. We're sending them all together to wherever the hell they're going.
How awesome would it be if Tom Holman showed up at that press conference with about 9 ICE agents and yanked them right off the stage?
I don't know why it hasn't happened. I was hoping they'd kind of keep the live picture up.
It'd be great TV news.
That would be great TV. Like, we were serious. We weren't bluffing you.
We ain't bluffing you. I don't care. And think of the brain loss and the time spent by all these politicians and all the people playing in these press conferences, and they don't care at all about their actual citizens.
No, they care about an illegal.
Yeah, they don't care about the crazy crime rates in Baltimore and people dying on the streets every weekend. I don't know how many murders there were in Baltimore this weekend, but they're good for about a half dozen every weekend. And yet they don't care about any of that. They're all out there protecting this MS-13 member and his rights and what they think he should stay here, even though he clearly came here illegally. They're not even arguing that.
Well, you're right.
No one's saying, oh, but he's been a great citizen. He hasn't committed any crimes.
Hasn't murdered anybody yet.
Yeah.
Yet.
Even though he has clear ties to MS-13 where he came from, and that's what he's being deported for.
The tattoos are all over him.
Yeah.
I know.
Just unbelievable.
Well, that's Dan Bach sitting in for Kim St. Ange, who's at home with her little baby, Hudson. Got a new picture of him over the weekend. He's adorable and healthy and happy and all that great stuff. We appreciate having Dan in here. Ethan Bright on the board and Sue Thomas handling your traffic for you. Dan Bach, I want you to notice something. I don't know if you've noticed this yet. Did you have coffee this morning?
I did. A little bit.
Did you have coffee from here yet?
Not
this
yet.
Morning?
I have not.
I just
refilled.
Want you to know I made sure there was coffee out there this
Some
morning.
Some fresh hazelnut after me drinking a whole half a cup in one swig that was like a day and a half old. It was horrible.
I wanted to not scare Dan away. I wanted to make sure that when he got in this morning, there was some fresh coffee, because last week he went out there and he used that little pump and he pumped his coffee cup full and he came in here and took a big swig of day-old cold coffee.
And you'll love my coffee story from this morning. 3:30 in the morning, I hit my local convenience store.
Yeah.
Right there off Elm Road in St. Charles. And the guy, I get it, I walk it up to the counter, and he says, "You're Dan Buck. I love you on Mark Cox's morning show last week." He's an avid listener. Told me to tell you hello. He gets off every morning at 6, and he said, "I unwind, and I go home, and I listen to Mark Cox for a couple hours before I go to bed." He's the overnight guy at the convenience store.
We're good at putting people to sleep. That's awesome. Right. I love that.
I said, "Well, I'll be sure to pass that along to Mark." So I got free coffee this morning.
That's awesome, Dan. Thank you for listening, and I'm glad you got some free coffee out of that. Let's go back to Fox, because Kilmar Abreu. Rego Garcia is now speaking.
Thank you to my life partner and wife, Jennifer, to my brother, Cesar, to my mother, Cecilia, to my children, to my nieces and nephews, to all of my family.
Gracias a casa, mi segunda casa, a mi sindicato SMART, a todos los pastores, a todas las iglesias.
All right. I've heard enough. I'm trying to see. How many years has this guy been in the United States of America?
In fluid English.
He's a Maryland man who's married, has an American wife, and has lived in Maryland for years and can't speak enough English in the country he supposedly loves to be able to address his supporters in English. He has to use a translator. So no effort at all to acclimate to this country, right, to become part of our society, and yet this is what Democrats defend right here. This is it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I have no use for that. Now, I'm just back from Miami, where at the airport it was very obvious to me, because all the workers were that English was a second language for them.
Sure.
But they all spoke English.
Yeah.
Is the point. Mm-hmm. You can do that. You can speak both. I don't care. But if this is your country that you love and you want to live in, you have a wife and kids here, I think you should learn to speak the language.
And again, part of the requirement of being an immigrant is you need to be able to pass an English competence.
Yes.
No, you have to be able to take the test in English in order to be an American citizen.
So
it is our national language.
He will never be an American citizen. let's just point that out. That is not going to happen. He's, in fact, I'm still waiting for ICE to show up at this news conference. It's going on right now in Baltimore, Maryland.
And Tom Homan sneaking up in the background. I can see him in the background with about 9 ICE agents. How great would that be? Oh, my gosh.
Man. Like, we'll have to monitor this. We'll let you know if that happens.
It's not going to happen.
That would be great TV, wouldn't it? maybe Christy Noem coming in on a horse with a cowboy hat on and a lasso. That would be even better. I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing Christy Noem anytime, but I'm just saying that would be even better. But I don't know. I don't think that'll happen. We'll see. Hans von Spakovsky coming up here in just a couple of minutes. We'll get to Hans on all of this. But right now, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
It's just that Democrats are being exposed as being crappy at running big cities, and Donald Trump is showing up to show the people there, hey, it doesn't have to be this way. And oh, by the way, if we bring down the rates of violence and the rates of illegal immigration, that'll be a great thing to go along with it.
How about that? Scott Jennings pointing out the corner that Donald Trump has allowed these Democrats to kind of paint themselves into.
You know, I think it's time, if we haven't done so already, Jerry, for somebody to talk to Putin privately and make it very clear to them, if you don't stop the nice talk and the continuing to pound Ukraine and start making substantive concessions in our negotiations, here are the things we're going to do.
Yeah, General Keane there is absolutely right. And maybe that conversation has taken place because J.D. Vance was very positive this weekend on a deal.
The 2026 FIFA World Cup will be one of the largest and most complex events. This will be one of the greatest events, one of the largest. In a way, it's like Johnny said it better. It's like having many Super Bowls in a short period of time. Because each one of these games essentially is a Super Bowl. Some of them are bigger than Super Bowls, actually.
Yeah. There's President Trump on that FIFA. The FIFA game is coming here. And guess what? The great news is Before that happens, I think he's going to make L.A. great again.
Sunday, look, the Democratic brand right now has about the appeal with the American voter as the Cracker Barrel rebrand has with the American consumers. Bad, bad, bad.
Absolutely. nobody's going to Cracker Barrel these days. That this lady, if she's not fired by her board before the end of the day, then you know that that company is, Great American Company, is doomed. And I hate saying that because I got a good friend who works for him. I mean, he doesn't make these kind of decisions, but those are the people affected by stupid marketing decisions like Dylan Mulvaney. It's the people whose 401ks go through the crapper and who end up losing their jobs or get laid off because nobody's buying the product anymore. This is the silliness of the whole thing when you market to people who are not your customers. That's interesting, huh? All right, coming up, Hans, just around the corner, get his take on troops in American cities and whether or not it's legal in any way, shape, or form, because some people would have you believe that it's nothing other than a racist, fascist crackdown, which I'm not buying that. And the stock market went wild on Friday. We'll get to Nicole Murray at the bottom of the hour. Back in a minute.
No, I mean, I know that he's sending the National Guard in to help some of these ICE agents, which would make sense because they're just, you know, more in a facilitating role. So I think it depends on how he does this. What's the legal justification for it? So I don't know. What he's doing in D.C., I fully support, and it's working. He's enforcing the law. There's been zero murders in over a week. Elsewhere, I'd just like to hear the reasoning.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Hans, welcome back, my friend. How are you?
Good, Mark. I'm doing just great, thanks.
I'm glad to hear that. That was Lisa Booth over to Fox saying, I think, probably what a lot of people are feeling these days. They love what's going on in D.C. You live there. No murders in a week. That's pretty amazing. If that happened in St. Louis, people would fall over. They wouldn't know what to do.
Oh, yeah, and it's not just that. There's been, in that one week, there was a huge drop. Not only was no one murdered, and remember, by the middle of the year, we'd had 100 murders in the city, one of the highest rates in the entire country. In one week, not only was no one killed, but almost every other crime, including dangerous carjackings, had dropped dramatically.
Wow. Yeah, not a surprise, I'm sure. But her point is, she knows what he's doing in D.C. is legal. He has the authority to do that. Yesterday he said, I might send troops to Chicago or some of these other big cities. He said Chicago's next. What do you make of that from a legal perspective?
Well, so far I haven't seen I'm like her. I love what he's doing in the city that I work in every day. In these other cities, though, you know, he doesn't have the kind of federal authority over those cities the way he has directly over D.C. And I have not yet seen the president or the attorney general cite the legal authority they think they could use to do it. I mean, maybe it's there somewhere in a federal statute, but so far I'm not quite sure where they think they've got the authority to do that.
That's the big question everyone's saying there. They keep quoting the 10th Amendment, which really is the Emergencies Act, right? It gives state sovereignty up to the point where they call on the government, right, to come in, the feds to come in. Where is Trump seeing a break in that, do you think? Where does he see his authority being able to come in and help these cities out?
Well, that's what I'm saying, Mark, is I don't see it at the moment, and so far I haven't seen his legal advisors cite their authority for it. I mean, look, he's not a lawyer. I think he sees the results here. He sees how bad crime is in other cities, and, you know, what's his immediate reaction? Well, I want to send people there to try to solve the problem, but that's not the same as the attorney general saying, Well, we've got the ability to do it under this particular federal law. And so far, I just haven't seen that.
Hans von Spakovsky with us from the Heritage Foundation. So, Hans, what is making the difference in D.C. then? Obviously, the National Guard troops, while I understand some of them are armed these days, are not making the actual arrests. Obviously, their presence is on the street. It sounds like there's some federal activity going on to complement or supplement what the D.C. police are doing. So what is that the biggest difference, the federal action?
The biggest difference is manpower, what you just cited. Look, the city council of D.C. Has been so full of defund the police, don't support the police, that they've had a huge drain of police officers leaving D.C. for greener pastures. I mean, if I was a D.C. police officer, I would do the same. They were more than 800 officers short of what they should be. And so they brought in 800 National Guardsmen. So basically, there were huge swaths of the city that were unpatrolled. You would never see police there because they just didn't have the manpower to do it. And that itself, the presence of law enforcement officers everywhere, that is what's making a huge difference.
I heard the police chief of D.C. over the weekend say that the backlog of warrants has been nearly cleared. So they had a ton of warrants, but as you pointed out, there was not the manpower to go out there and actually make the physical arrest. They have had huge raids, including a ton of illegals. ICE also, of course, is active in this. They've taken, I think, 103 illegals off the streets in 1 week, but also over 400 arrest warrants were executed. The question I think many people are asking, will the arrest warrants lead to actual convictions and holding these criminals, you know, accountable and in jail until their sentencing, or are they all going to be let out by a loose prosecution?
And see, that's the other big difference.
Yeah, because
as you know, we have a new U.S. attorney, and she has she's tough as nails. And the difference is that the prior U.S. attorney under Joe Biden, a report came out involving information from the sentencing committee. He was refusing to prosecute almost 70% of the arrests in the city and ignoring misdemeanor crimes, but almost 70%. And she's made it very clear, our new U.S. attorney, Ms. Pirro, that that isn't happening anymore. So that also is a huge, huge change that's been needed for quite a while.
It's true. Hans von Spakovsky with us this morning. What would it take for Governor Kehoe, the governor of Missouri, to justify sending National Guard troops into St. Louis? Like, I'm looking at the stats from July. There were 655 total crimes against persons. 8 of those were murders. 264 of those were aggravated assaults. There were 13 kidnappings and abductions. What's the line? I mean, what, even though those numbers are down a little bit from a year ago, why should we tolerate that?
Well, I don't think the people of the city should. Look, the laws governing the use of National Guard troops by governors are all peculiar to a particular state. But almost all of them allow the governor to call up National Guard troops whenever they're needed, in almost any kind of emergency conditions. And they those laws almost always leave what is an emergency condition within the total discretion termination of the governor.
Love
so it's up to the governor to decide, does that meet his definition of an emergency? Well, the people living in the city probably think so.
I'll bet. Hans, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
You have a great week. Good to get you on here. I what I see is Donald Trump putting out a blueprint in D.C. and saying, hey, here's what I did. If you have the authority, governors, you could do it too, or you could choose not to.
And your thought of doing it in red states first would be awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But then all the blue state people will want to come here. And it's going to ruin everything, for goodness sake. Coming up, we'll check in with Nicole Murray. Get you a check of business. Stay tuned. So just back to the point we were making for a moment there with Hans before we get to business. What my question to every Democrat mayor in America is, what number of deaths are you okay with?
Yeah. What's the number?
So in St. Louis, in case you're wondering, the city of St. Louis, at this point in the year, 2025, 87 people have been murdered in the city. Now, their headline is, well, in 2020, there were 170 had already been killed by this point. So we're doing really well. But it's still okay with Mayor Kara Spencer and these other big city mayors, Brandon Johnson and whoever else has commented on it in big cities. And they're worried that Donald Trump's going to try to address their crime problem. So the question is, what number of murders would you be okay with? One? Five? 50? I mean, if we could get it down to 50, boy, we'd be doing pretty.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Pretty good. How about zero? Like they had zero in Washington, D.C. last week because they applied a little bit of common sense and put some boots on the ground. And that flies completely in the face of your left-wing ideology. And you don't want to admit that what he's done is right. What he's done is working. This is a blueprint for how to fix this in St. Louis and other cities. But the liberals aren't having any of it because only 87 people have been murdered so far this year.
It's unbelievable.
That's a pittance.
And it's what the media's whole argument always is, oh my gosh, the numbers are down. Why is he doing this? It's down from record highs, right? I mean, okay, it's down by 3% or 4%.
From a year ago, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, who cares?
Still too many.
Right, one way is too many.
How many murders is too many.
And the residents are saying they don't feel safe. That should be the end of the discussion. If your residents want more safety, give it to them.
I know. Right. I'm with you on that. Right. All right, let's get to our friend Nicole Murray, please. Nicole, happy Monday. How are you?
I'm not going to lie. I'm a little dead today.
Uh-oh. That's a problem. You had a big weekend, huh?
Yeah, I went to a winery with a bunch of friends, but we took a party bus there for her birthday.
That can get ugly.
So it didn't get too ugly. I'm just not really like a full person right now. So we're
the
doing
wine won is what you're telling us? The wine might
the
have
won? The
wine
definitely won. It was delicious, but it definitely won.
Man, that stuff can sneak up on you on a beautiful day at a winery. Woo!
Woo! You're not wrong.
Good thing you had a designated bus driver there. That's a good thing.
Yes, it was a very fun time.
Fun way to enjoy the wine.
So I figured maybe you were celebrating because the stock market was up 900 points on Friday.
Yeah, that too, totally.
Yeah, totally. What's it doing this morning?
All right, so right now futures are actually slightly lower. Friday, the Dow Industrials gained 846, the NASDAQ up 396, the S&P 500 up 96. Striking area Boeing workers remained at odds with management this week, but formal talks with the company are set to resume today. A spokesperson for the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers said the two sides will pick up negotiations again today, and Boeing confirmed the news. BJC Health System is phasing out its pension plan, barring new participants since the start of July. The nonprofit health system, in a statement, said current participants will be able to contribute and accrue benefits until 2030, when the plan will be frozen. Some analysts say Eli Lilly's daily obesity pill, if approved, could still be a viable competitor in the weight loss drug market, despite late-stage trial data that disappointed investors. However, Eli Lilly's drug could have a few advantages over Novo Nordisk's pill, including a lack of dietary restrictions, easier manufacturing, and a potentially lower price. Multiple postal services around Europe have announced they are suspending shipment of many packages to the U.S. amid a lack of clarity over new import duties. Postal services in Germany, Denmark, Sweden, and Italy said the change will take effect immediately. Netflix appears to have scored its first number one box office title in the streaming company's 18-year history. Rival studio estimated K-pop Demon Hunters took the number one spot at the box office with up to $18 million in ticket sales. Horror hit Weapons pulled in another $15.6 million. And finally, a new edited report says Generation Z has declared that workout leggings are dead in the fashion world. This is because most say they are too self-conscious and prefer to wear loose-fitting, baggy sweatpants while exercising.
So what are all the teenage girls going to do? They all wear leggings.
They all wear crop tops. This is the same generation that has brought back everything that shows your midriff is everything that's popular right now. But leggings are a problem?
Leggings are a problem. Now, the story is that leggings are a problem in the gym. Is that what you said?
Right.
Like so they'd rather wear baggy sweatpants in the gym but wear leggings out for dinner?
I guess in just general, it's dead in the fashion world. I will say within the younger generation, I'm seeing more jeans, not as many leggings in general. But specifically for the gym, I guess because you're working and you're bending and people watch and all that
people
other
stuff. Definitely people watch. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Might be controversial, but in a lot of cases, they want people to watch.
Yes.
In the gym, I'm just saying. In the gym, I believe that to be the case because I've been in there enough, and there are people, men too, dressed with very little clothing on, lifting weights, showing off, doing this and that. So I that's what I believe.
And all the mirrors.
Yeah,
mirrors
it's
everywhere. It's kind of a vanity place. No
I
question.
I would say.
Yeah.
But aren't they in not a lot of clothing because they're working out? Like you're going to sweat.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah.
But you can wear a comfortable pair of jogging shorts and a full T-shirt. You don't have to wear skin tight leggings that are
skin tight top.
Leave nothing to the imagination. That's all I'm saying. I mean, work out however you want.
Athleisure is a very important category of clothing. That's all I'm saying.
Athleta's stock is through the roof still, probably. speaking of that, my family certainly contributed to it a little bit, I think, over the years.
Some of the stuff's just so cute.
So tell me the name of this Netflix movie that you reported a few minutes ago, won at the box office. This is a screen release, like on the big screen, not Netflix at home, correct?
Correct. K-pop Demon Hunters pulled in $18 million in ticket sales domestically.
My daughter is totally into that.
What is it?
What is it?
It's a cartoon. It's an Asian cartoon, basically.
Huh.
Yeah. All right.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the obsession? Do you know?
I have no idea. It's just what the young kids are watching. So of course she's watching it too.
I thought K-pop was like a kids' music CD or something. Or was that kids' bop?
No,
was
K-pop is like the Korean pop. Like that's
okay.
BTS. No, you're not gonna know.
I thought it was candy. It sounds like a candy K-pop. You know, like a big sucker.
Yeah.
We are not with the times.
No,
apparently.
We're not. Apparently, yes.
Just going to say your age is showing.
Stop.
We all get there.
I believe it.
Nicole, I hope your Monday improves.
Thank you very much.
Get a good nap today.
Oh, yeah.
All going to watch Cracker Barrel today on the thing to see if it comes back or crashes more.
Right? Yeah. Keep an eye out.
Exactly.
Yep.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you,
appreciate
Nicole.
You.
Appreciate that. Yeah, my Lisa is commenting on Facebook. Apparently, she is traveling right now, and the couple of Cracker Barrel parking lots she passed were pretty full, she claimed. I don't know where she is. I haven't noticed yet where she's traveling
to.
She's
headed to Atlanta.
Okay. So somewhere toward the south, there are still people going there for their pancakes and their biscuits and gravy.
Well, and keep in mind,
country fried steak.
The rebrand has only reached, I think, like 5% of their stores. So as the rebrand rolls out and these more and more stores get this new look, I think that's where the rebellion might happen. It's not going to have that warm country store feel anymore. It's going to look more like a Chipotle. And, you know, will people respond? I love going there just for that old country feel. You know,
I saw a report this weekend that said the And I don't know where the guy got all of his numbers from, but he said the average profit margin for a restaurant is 3-5%. Not huge, right? And that Cracker Barrel's profit has been like at 1.5%, which has hurt their stock to begin with. So his argument is, instead of thinking you can fix that with a new sign and remodeling your store, how about bringing in a chef, not changing the menu, but changing the approach to the menu, where you're not using frozen foods anymore. It's all fresh. It's all sourced locally. It's all that's some kind of shtick where you're going to make it more real, like it used to be, which was like going to grandma's house and having biscuits and gravy.
He argued
that that's what they need to do instead of this rebranding.
I have always wondered why more restaurants don't do farm to table.
Yeah.
It is so attractive. It's so supporting your local farmer. And yet very few companies actually promote it. Grocery stores do. You see it at Deerberg's. You see it at Schnucks. How many local products are they selling today? And they have it throughout their store. Why doesn't that translate over to restaurants is beyond me.
I don't know. I think maybe it's a little more expensive. I guess I can't swear to that.
I don't know.
Have you gone to Max here over on Oakland?
I have not.
Max Local Eats over there in Oakland. Outstanding food. I mean, their smash burgers are out of this world. But it's all farm to table kind of stuff.
Excellent.
Local stuff that they bring in.
And I think the country store feel of Cracker Barrel is a good fit for that.
Correct.
You know?
No, I agree with you completely. I think that would help them a lot.
No, let's completely change the brand and look and image. And it even is, in some ways, I think, saying we want a different demographic. You know, they don't want the church going after church group. They want, you know, millennials.
Younger. Yeah, they think that age group is dying out and they're trying to grasp for something new.
Gen Z, come on into Cracker Barrel. And they don't even eat that kind of food, you know.
Right. They're not eating that kind of food.
Right. No. So start a new restaurant. Why destroy the one you've got, you know?
You're making too much sense, man. Right. Can't have that. Too much sense. All right, coming up, we're going to get to another news for you. Next hour, we're going to talk about an event that's coming up that is near and dear to my heart. It is a fundraiser. It is a lot of fun. It's called the Unforgettable Ride. We're going to talk about that for you about 7:20. We will get to Charlie Gasparino a little bit later and our buddy Tom Ackerman with more on the end of the Cardinals season close at hand here, it appears, as they continue to rack up the L's. And they're, what, 3 or 4 games below 500
now?
I'll
tell you, too, about my bet in the next group. I have an ongoing bet with a buddy, and it looks like I'm going to lose.
Woo. Yeah. All right. We'll talk about it coming up.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
So here's a question. I know the answer with Sue Thomas, said Dan Buck, but I'm gonna ask you here. Do you go out when Powerball is like really big and buy a ticket?
I've been known, if I see it's big, I don't think I make a special trip, but if I'm at the gas station and I see it's big, I'm like, give me one.
You know, one day it's 200 million, I'm ignoring it. The next day it's 700.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
100 million, and I'm like, okay, I'll buy a ticket. Like my odds have not improved. They've only gotten worse, but now I'm going to buy a ticket because it's bigger.
You can't win if you don't buy a ticket.
But, you know, 200 million is just not enough for me.
That's true.
You take taxes out. You're only taking 100 million home. Who the hell needs that?
Exactly.
So I love stories like this. Okay, this guy bought a lottery ticket in Richmond, Kentucky, and it was a $2 fast play big win ticket at a Kroger down there. And he scratched it off, and he thought he had won $96. So he put it in his pocket, and he went home. And then he returned to the store to cash it, and they told him they couldn't cash it because it was more money than they could pay out. So he took it to Walmart, and they told him the same thing. And he got to looking at it, and where it said jackpot, and he discovered that it wasn't worth $96. It was worth $98,622.
Nice.
Wow. I don't know if the guy was dyslexic or what and didn't realize that.
Holy cow.
But he won almost $100,000, and after taxes, he got like $71,000, and he's happy as a clam.
You know, it's funny. They get 100% of the ticket, and then they take another 50% or 30 to 50% of your winnings. It's like the states and the lotteries are just raking in cash, aren't they?
Oh, they've got to be. It's supposed to all go to schools, remember?
No, that's right. Oh, that's right.
What happened?
Hey, well, talks are going to open up again today between Boeing and the Machinist Union. They haven't talked since August 14th. How are you on strike? And your two groups haven't even gotten together in 11 days. I don't understand that. But anyway, the union members, as you guys may know, they rejected Boeing's latest offer very early in the month, which led to the strike on August 4th. That proposal included, get this, a 20% pay raise over a four-year period. So basically, they're getting a 5% annual raise and a $5,000 cash bonus as well for signing the new contract.
So they've agreed to it now?
No, they're still holding out. I'm sitting there wait a minute. And in fact, it included 40% wage growth overall and faster path to max pay. They also got additional time off.
Had a great time Friday night out at Lit Cigar Lounge. They had their cars and cigars, and I ran into a guy out there who was a striking Boeing machinist.
Okay.
And he said that once again the company was trying to divide and conquer. They were trying to get the younger employees to work against the older employees, and the way they had the thing structured would appear to benefit the younger employees more than the older employees. And the younger employees were like, hey, this looks like a pretty good deal. And they're like, hey, we're all in this together. We stick together till we get the deal we want. So I don't know how it ends, but I know that some of the sticking points were there were differences in how it would benefit younger workers versus older workers.
Gotcha. Well, they'll be back at it at 10 a.m. this morning. And it is unclear, too, whether Boeing has gotten any concessions or any new offer ready to present today or not. So
yes,
we shall see today. That's those negotiations ongoing.
All right. So does the name Sophie Turner mean anything? Did you watch Game of Thrones?
Oh, yeah.
She was Sansa Stark in Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Apparently, Sophie is getting the hell out of the United States. And I don't want to suggest a political motive here because I don't know what her motive is. But Sophie Turner has announced she never wants to live in the United States again after finally moving back home to London. After her four-year marriage to singer Joe Jonas ended. She's only 29. And she moved to the U.S. But now that she's back in merry old England, She's back around her friends, and I guess she's away from her ex-husband, and she's decided she's never coming to the U.S. again. So there you go, Sansa.
Wow.
Sorry.
Till she needs to make a film.
Thank you.
Won't miss her. Sorry.
Then she'll love us again.
Yeah. When you have to remind me who she was.
I know.
Who really cares?
I looking at her, I recognized her, but I didn't remember the name of her character because it's been a few years since.
And she was all costumed up. You wouldn't have recognized her because in Game of Thrones, everybody's got costumes
until
on,
until they don't and they're naked having sex because that happened a lot in Game of Thrones.
Yes, it did.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It did. So I don't know. Have you followed this Menendez case at all, Sue? I don't know if you've talked to the Menendez brothers.
Just that they keep not letting them out.
Apparently, the parole hearings happen. Like there's some evidence they think now that their trial may not have been handled properly, but they've been denied parole. So they're stuck in there. It'll be 3 years before they can have another parole hearing unless something happens in a court somewhere that demands their release.
And they say a bunch of their family members are like lobbying for their release. And
I guess.
I wonder if their mom and dad are. No, I guess they can't.
Wow.
Oh, sorry.
Wow.
No.
Wow.
Oh.
Holy
is it
cow.
It's not too soon, is it?
Well, it's not too soon. It's been 25 years.
Definitely not.
Yeah. Everybody kind of forgets about them.
Yeah.
In this whole conversation.
I think that's a good point.
Yeah.
They
might have been mean, horrible people, but they didn't deserve to get shot.
They didn't deserve to get murdered for sure. All right. There's a movement in America. One in four employers say by the end of this year they will eliminate a degree requirement. How do you feel about that for a lot of white collar jobs? No degree requirement. We're going to talk to an expert about leadership and hiring when we come back in the 7 o'clock hour. We will talk to Charlie Gasparino about interest rates and the stock market, Tom Ackerman about the Cardinals. It's all still ahead on the Mark Cox Morning Show. We'll be back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget.
Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.